CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 14th of April 2024. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB member interviewed by the BBC about total solar eclipse. Ofcom releases video about changes to UK amateur radio licensing. World Amateur Radio Day is coming up. On Monday the 8th of April, a total solar eclipse gripped North America as radio amateurs worldwide looked on to see its effect on the ionosphere. This included RSGB Propagation Committee Associate Member Gwyn Griffiths, G3ZIL, who was interviewed by the BBC News on the topic. The article, which was shared across the world, looked at some of the scientific experiments that took place during the eclipse. You can read the article by searching for The 4-Minute Window into the Sun's Secrets on BBC News. The RSGB thanks all the WSPR users who responded to Quinn's call to action, got involved and shared their results on the RSGB social media channels. Ofcom has released a video about changes to the UK amateur radio framework covering licensing and call sign changes. It also gives some insight into forthcoming Phase 2 and Phase 3 of the changes for call signs and special event stations. You can watch the video at tinyurl.com/ofcomvid. That's with one F, O-F-C-O-M-V-I-D. World Amateur Radio Day is celebrated each year on the 18th of April. The theme for 2024 is A Century of Connections, celebrating 100 years of amateur radio innovation, community and advocacy. The global event covers all of the IARU regions and runs from 000 UTC on Thursday the 18th of April to 000 UTC on Friday the 19th of April. All radio amateurs are invited to take to the airwaves to show their skills and capabilities to the public. You can read more about the event at tinyurl.com/IARUWARD. During May, the RSGB's Photo Friday feature on social media will highlight radio amateurs who are taking advantage of the new license conditions. You could be an individual who's discovering different things to enjoy with the new power levels, or who is encouraging friends and family to get on the air under your supervision. You could be a club involved in special events and outreach to the public. In whatever way you're making most of the new licensing conditions, the RSGB wants to hear from you. Send a photo, short description to comms@rsgb.org.uk, and the Society will share as many stories as possible. On the 11th of April, BBC Radio 4 feedback presenter Andrea Catherwood looked at why the long-wave frequency is being set down by the BBC. She interviewed RSGB President John McCulloch, GI4BWM, and in the final programme, a brief clip was used in which John gives his opinion on the possible impact for some listeners. You can listen to the feedback show on BBC Sounds by searching for Feedback and Longwave on the BBC website. The feature starts at 19 minutes and 55 seconds, with the RSGB president featuring at 22 minutes and 18 seconds. This year, Dennis, G7AGZ, is running special event station GB0CHC again in support of Cornwall Hospice Care. This is Dennis's 33rd year of fundraising for the charity. The station will be active until the end of April on all bands from 80 metres to 70 sems using SSB, FM and DMR. If you'd like to support the cause, search for GB0CHC on the justgiving.com website. The Cornish Radio Amateur Club has relaunched its sought-after Cornish Award certificate. The award has been around since the 60s and is given to amateur radio stations based outside the county of Cornwall who've contacted 20 Cornish-based amateur radio stations. The new award allows for the use of HF, VHF and UHF bands using any mode including FM, SSB, CW, and now digital modes such as FT8. Proof in the form of copies of logbook entries showing the 20 stations worked. Dates, times and modes are required to qualify. The new award is applicable to contacts made on or after the 1st of January 2024, and the certificate will be emailed in PDF format. More information can be found via the Cornish Award link at gx4crc.com. A reminder now that International Marconi Day is coming up on the 27th of April. Once again, the Cornish Radio Amateur Club is organising and running the event. Lots of amateur radio stations will be operating from sites that Marconi operated from or had a personal connection with. For more information and to view a list of the stations taking part, follow the International Marconi Day link on the gx4crc.com website. Now for details of rallies and events, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club's 38th QRP convention will be held on Saturday the 20th of April at Digby Hall, Sherborne in Dorset, DT93AA. The doors will be open from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. and admission will be £3. The event will feature talks, traders, a bring and buy area, club stalls and a cafe. More information see yeovil-arc.com or email Derek Bowen, figures 1949, at talktalk.net. Andover Radio Amateur Club boot sale is due to take place on Sunday the 21st of April at Wildon Village Hall, Tangley, Wildon in Andover, SP110JE. Doors open 10 a.m. for visitors, 9 a.m. for sellers. Entry will be £2. The fee for a field pitch is £8. And the cost for a table in the hall will be £10. For more information, visit arac.org.uk. Table bookings, email admin@arac.org.uk. Cambridge Repeater Group Rally will take place on Sunday the 21st of April at Foxton Village Hall, Hardman Road, Foxton in Cambridgeshire, CB226RN. Doors open at 9:30 for visitors and 7:30 a.m. for traders. The event will be a car boot sale. The rally will feature talking, trade stands, clubs, bring and buy, RSGB books, a free marshalled car park and a burger van. For more information, contact Lawrence, M0LCM, on 07941972724. Email rallyfigures2024@cambridgerepeaters.net or visit cambridgerepeaters.net. The Northern Amateur Radio Society's Association Rally, also known as both the NASA Rally and the Blackpool Rally, takes place on Sunday the 21st of April. The venue will be Norbrick Castle Exhibition Centre in Blackpool, FY29AA. More details, contact Dave, M0OBW, 01270-761608, email dwilson@btinternet.net or visit narsa.org, that's narsa.org.uk. Dunstable Downs Radio Club would like to remind everyone that its annual boot sale has been postponed until the 30th of June. This is due to the site being used by the BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend Music Festival. Updates will be posted to Dunstable Downs Radio Club's Facebook page, and reminder emails will be sent out closer to the time. To add yourself to the list, visit ddrcbootsale, that's all one word, .org, and sign up for email reminders. Now for special event news, special event station 5P0WARD will be active from Denmark on the 18th of April, marking the World Amateur Radio Day. QSL via Logbook of the World or via OZ1ACB. Well, for more information, including details of awards that are available, go to qrz.com. Special call sign ER30ARM is active to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Amateur Radio Society of Moldova, ER1KAA. Look for activity on the 30th until the 30th of April. The station was spotted recently on the HF bands using CW and FT8, QSL via the Bureau directly in Logbook of the World. DX News, Willie, ON4AVT, is active as 6Whiskey7, stroke call sign, from Werang in Senegal until the 16th of April. He operates mostly FT8 on the 8 to 10 metre bands. He'll also be QRV on the QO100 satellite, QSL via Club Logs OQRS. Bernhardt, DL2GAC, is active as H44MS from Malaita, OC047 in the Solomon Islands, until the 25th of April. He's QRV on 160 to 6 metre bands using SSB and some FT8. QSL via Bernhardt's home call or via the Bureau, he'll upload his log to Club Log and Logbook of the World. On to contest news. Tuesday the 16th, 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 23 SEMS band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 17th, the 80 metre club championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using SSB on the 80 metre band, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Thursday the 18th, the 70 MHz, UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 4 metre band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation reward, reports compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, the sun is still looking a little bare, but the solar flux index has climbed back to 131 as of Thursday the 11th, with 4 active regions. The promise is that things will improve, especially as we shall soon see the return of active region 3615, which was the source of numerous M-class and one X-class flare on its last rotation. Things have been a little sparse on the higher HF bands, with only FT8 being audible or visible on the 10-metre bands at times. Having said that, there has been some good FT8 DX to be worked on the 10-metre band, including Angola, Malawi, China, Japan, Taiwan and the Solomon Islands. During the recent solar eclipse event, there were also a lot of US stations on the 10-metre band using WSPR. These included Bob K6XX in Santa Cruz, California, who is copyable in the UK at around 1850 UTC. This just shows how effective WSPR is as a mode on an otherwise quiet band. There have been some early signs of sporadic E on the 10-metre band using digital modes, including some brief openings to Scotland from eastern UK. We can expect these to improve as we head towards May. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will be in the 140 to 150 range, with a maximum KP index of 3. If this is correct, it means the HF conditions will be roughly the same as last week. Now for VHF and up. The weather patterns are showing signs of change after being stuck for quite some time, and the main beneficiary will be the VHF operators, seeing a chance of tropo returning to the bands. The initial unsettled weather over the UK, with high pressure fixed over the continent, will take us through to the middle of the coming week. Thereafter, a high will develop to the southwest of Britain midweek and drift northeast across the country, although some models take the high on a more southerly track. In either event, there should be some useful tropo in the south and possibly northern areas too. This may be limited to southwestern areas for Tuesday's 23 SEMS UK activity contest, but will hopefully be more supportive of the 4-metre UK activity contest on Thursday. Meteor scatter is worth a look next week, since we're approaching the 21st and 22nd of April peak of the Lyrid shower at the end of next weekend. The quieter solar conditions have taken Aurora down the table, but it's still good practice to watch out for if the KP index goes above 5. Gigahertz band rain scatter certainly drops down the league table next week, as high pressure probably takes over. As we said earlier, the next big thing is the start of the 2024 sporadic E season, which slowly comes to life during April for the 10 and the 6-metre bands, especially on digital modes, whereas the real shift in gear often comes during May. As mentioned last week, it's worth updating your list of beacons in your rig's memory whilst it's still quiet. For EME operators, moon declination is at maximum this weekend, ending the 14th, so there will be long moon windows. We're past perigee, so path losses are rising again. 144 meg sky noise is moderate this weekend, then low for the rest of the week. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me, with a frog in my throat. I'm sorry about that. Until next week.